জ্ঞানাং জন শলাকায় চক্ষুরুন্মীলিতং যেন তস্মৈ শ্রী গুরুবে নমঃ শ্রী চৈতন্য মনোভীষ্টাম স্থাপিতাম যেন ভূতলে স্বয়ং রূপা কদামায়াম তদাতি স্বাপদন্তিকম বন্দেহম শ্রীগুরৌ শ্রীযুতাপদকমলম শ্রীগুরুন বৈষ্ণবংশ্চ শ্রীরূপাম সাগ্রজাতাম সহগনা রঘুনাথান্বিতম তাম সজীবম সাদ্বৈতম সাবধূতম হরিজনা সহিতম কৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য দেবম শ্রী রাধা কৃষ্ণ পদান সহগনা ললিতা শ্রী বিশাখান্বিতাংশ্চ হে কৃষ্ণ করুণা সিন্ধু দীনবন্ধু জগৎপতে গোপেশ গোপিকা কান্ত রাধাকান্ত নমোস্তুতে তপ্ত কাঞ্চনা গৌরাঙ্গী হে বৃন্দাবনেশ্বরী বৃষভানু সুধে দেবী প্রণমামি হরি প্রিয় বংশকল্পতরুভ্যশ্চ কৃপা সিন্ধুভ্য এব চ পতিতানাম পাবনিভ্যো বৈষ্ণবেভ্য নমো নমঃ শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ শ্রী অদ্বৈত গদাধর শিবাশ্রী গৌর ভক্তবৃন্দ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরি হরি হরে রাম হরি রাম 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 হরি হরি
হরে কৃষ্ণ Could everyone hear? Turn it louder, please.
Yes,
Hare Krishna. Due to the great crowds at the confluence of Ganga, Jamuna, Saraswati, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took Rupa Goswami here, because at that time this was a very quiet and secluded place. Hare Krishna. It was at this spot where the holy footprints of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are enshrined in this temple that Lord Chaitanya sat for 10 days instructing the science of pure devotional service to Srila Rupa Goswami. Just as Lord Brahma was instructed by Krishna in the highest truths at the beginning of creation, similarly Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu imparted knowledge to Rupa Goswami, revealing the highest truths of the love of Vrindavan, which had been lost in course of time. It's very hard to speak here. The speaker's right in my ear. Would you like to hear something? Did everyone see the footprints? If you haven't seen the footprints of Mahaprabhu at the spot, everyone please go, and the rest of us will go down to the bank of Ganga.
Mm-hmm. Hare Krishna.
Shijamuna Mayi Ki, Saraswati Mayi Ki, Triveni Sangam Ki. Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami were the high ministers, louder, of the king of Bengal, Nawab Hussain Shah. The Lord met them at Ramakeli, and they surrendered their lives at his lotus feet. It was there that they made the commitment to renounce their wealth, power, fame, prestige, as well as their families and relatives, to assist Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his mission. Sanatana Goswami, the eldest brother, had to remain for some time. However, Rupa Goswami and Anupam, they left all their responsibilities. They wrote a letter to Puri, finding out the whereabouts of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They received a reply from a messenger that he had gone to Vrindavan. Rupa Goswami wrote a letter to Sanatana Goswami, who was then in prison, that we're going to Vrindavan, and I have deposited some gold coins to help to free you from your prison, and you should come to Vrindavan as soon as possible to meet us. They began their journey from Ramkeli in Bengal to Vrindavan. On the way, they came to this holy place, Prayag. And there they heard the news that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, returning from Vrindavan to Puri, was having kirtan at the Bindu Madhava temple. From Bindu Madhava temple, Lord Chaitanya went to the Deccan Brahmin's home. He was sitting at a secluded place when Sri Rupa Goswami and Anupam put straw between their teeth, offer their prostrated obeisances, and pray to the Lord with that great sloka, Namo Mahabharanyaya Krishna Prema Padaya Te Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gaura Dveshe Namaha. The Lord, seeing how crowded it was, with hundreds and hundreds and thousands of people coming for the Mela in the month of January, he brought Rupa Goswami to the secluded place of Dashashwamedha Ghat, where we are sitting at this very time. Here Lord Chaitanya for 10 days instructed Sri Rupa Goswami in the highest truths of spiritual realization. He saw that Rupa Goswami was truly a fit candidate to receive his mercy. Lord Chaitanya embraced Rupa Goswami and personally entered into the heart of Rupa Goswami. Our Acharya Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains to what extent Lord Chaitanya empowered Rupa Goswami. That there was no difference between Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Rupa Goswami. The pure, unalloyed love of Sri Radharani that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu possessed, he invested within the heart of Rupa Goswami and empowered him with the knowledge and realization to write books to reveal his inner teachings for the benefit of the entire world. Here on the bank of Ganga, Lord Chaitanya began his teachings. The science of Krishna consciousness, pure devotional service, is unlimited, like a vast ocean. No one can possibly describe the glories of devotional service in full. What I am about to tell you, Rupa Goswami, is just a part of one drop from that ocean of the glories of Krishna. The living entity is, first of all, he described that in this universe there are many, many, many living entities. Within the 8,400,000 species of life. Of these species of life, there are two divisions, the moving and the non-moving. Amongst the moving living entities, there are fish, insects, reptiles, birds, animals. It is very rare to attain a human birth. And amongst human beings, most are uncivilized. They do not follow the principles of the Shastras. Of those who do follow the Shastras, most only follow with lip service. They're still attached to sinful activities. It's quite rare to find anyone who's actually sincere. And of those who are following the codes of the scriptures, most people are attached to fruitive activities, trying to get some superior form of sense gratification by their religiosity. It's very difficult to find even one that is seeking liberation. Muktanam Visidhanam Narayana Parayana Sudulaba Prasantatma Kotishupi Mahamuni. And out of many, many thousands upon thousands of people who have even achieved liberation, very difficult to find one who is a pure devotee of Lord Krishna. That is the constitutional position of the soul. Lord Chaitanya explained to Rupa Goswami that the soul within the body is 1/10,000th the size of a tip of a hair. If you divide a hair into 100 parts, and one of those parts you divide into another 100 parts, that 1/10,000th the size of the tip of a hair is the size of the soul. That soul can never be the controller. He is always subordinate to the control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the constitutional position or the nature of that soul is that it is the eternal servant of Krishna. In this human form of life, pure devotional service is very, very rare. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained to Rupa Goswami quality of pure devotional service. Anyabhilashita sunyam jnanakarmanya navritam anukulyena krishnanushilanam bhaktirutama. The true devotional service is always favorable to Krishna, where one's every act, word, and thought is for the pleasure of Krishna. In that devotional service, there is no mixture of fruitive activities or the desire for liberation. Simply the desire to serve and please Krishna with love. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went into length at describing the qualities of pure devotional service, of how following bhakti, the nine processes, carefully, one gradually can awaken that inner nature within one's heart. He described that the living entity is wandering through many, many universes, birth after birth after birth, suffering and enjoying the results of his karma. After millions of such births, if one is supremely fortunate, one comes in contact with a bona fide spiritual master. Brahmanda Bhakti Brahmanda Namite Kona, that the spiritual master, he plants the seed of bhakti, bhakti lata bij, within the heart. That is the greatest wealth we can achieve. You should understand this very carefully. The seed of bhakti that has been planted in your heart, it has taken you millions and millions and millions of births and deaths to finally attain that benediction. And then the devotee, he must become like a gardener to sow that seed. Must water the seed through the process of hearing and chanting the glories of Krishna. At the same time, one must make a fence around the seed to protect it from being destroyed. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu described the greatest danger to this tender seed of devotion is when an elephant comes into the garden, uproots it, and tramples it. Offenses to a Vaishnava are likened to letting the mad elephant into the garden of our heart. Therefore, one must be extremely careful not to offend Vaishnavas. He also explained that as the seed of bhakti is growing through the process of watering, undoubtedly other weeds and creepers will grow alongside of it. The weeds of desire for sinful activities, illicit sex, intoxication, gambling, meat eating. The weeds of diplomacy, publicity. The weeds of desire for mundane profiteering. The weeds of the desire for adoration and wanting other people to think we are very important. These weeds sometimes appear to look just like the original creeper of devotion. And our hearing and chanting actually waters those weeds. And in due course of time, those weeds will choke the original creeper of devotion.
therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told us through Srila Rupa Goswami that from the very beginning, we must cut down and uproot those weeds. This is why we require spiritual master and association of devotees while we are hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord. Otherwise, we cannot discriminate between the weeds of our egos and desires and attachments and that of devotion. And Srila Prabhupada explains in this regard, it is absolutely essential that while watering the kripa of devotion, we must have the association of very sincere, pure-hearted devotees to help us, to guide us, and to protect us. If we follow these principles, the process of watering the seed by hearing the glories of Krishna and chanting his holy names, that kripa of devotion grows. It penetrates all the way to the outer limits of this material universe. It penetrates the boundaries of material existence, crosses beyond the Viraja River, and enters into the spiritual sky, the Brahmajyoti. There, it continues to expand up to the Vaikuntha worlds. The devotee continues watering, hearing the glories of Krishna, chanting the names of Krishna. And ultimately that creeper of bhakti enters into the supreme abode of Goloka Vrindavan. There it expands throughout the world of Goloka. And it approaches the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. There it bears a ripened fruit. And that fruit falls as an offering right at the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the fruit of pure love, prema bhakti. At that time, the gardener tastes the sweetness of the nectar of that fruit of pure love of God and completely takes shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, which are compared to the desire trees that fulfill all the soul's innermost longings. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Rupa Goswami that one can achieve this very perfection while still living in the material world. The gardener has his devotional creeper actually enter into the spiritual world of Goloka while he's still watering it by hearing and chanting in this world. This is very difficult for a materialistic person to understand. It is even impossible for a neophyte devotee to proper understand how a devotee can be engaging in the transcendental activities of the spiritual world in his internal consciousness while engaging in the affairs of this material world. But that is the gift that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is offering to each and every one of his devotees. Following the process given by Srila Rupa Goswami very carefully. Lord Chaitanya explains that prema bhakti awakens the most blissful state of consciousness. And he explains the various types of ecstasies in love. Stai Bhava, Anubhava, Vibhava, Sattvika, Vyabhichari. These various intricacies of developments of ecstatic love naturally manifest when we continue watering the seed of pure devotional service. Then Lord Chaitanya explained, in the pure state of Krishna consciousness. There are five rasas, or loving relationships, that awaken in our heart toward Krishna. First is Santaras. The two very prominent qualities of Santaras, one is complete attachment to Krishna, and the other is complete detachment from all the pleasures of material life. In Santaras, one is completely absorbed in exclusive shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But a more developed state is Dasyaras. If you add servitude to Santaras, then you have Dasyaras. Not only is there complete attachment to Krishna and complete detachment from material life, but there is a spontaneous, pure, unalloyed desire to serve the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, to carry out his order, to please him with one's body, mind, soul, and life. All of the qualities of the preliminary rasas are contained in the more progressive developed rasas. Attachment to Krishna, detachment from material life, plus the unlimited eagerness to serve. If you add friendship to that, or fraternity, we enter into Sakyaras. In Sakyaras, there is no longer an importance given to Krishna being the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In Santaras and Dasyaras, his Aishwarya, or his opulence as the Supreme, is prominent. But in Sakyaras, it becomes quite insignificant. Even though they know Krishna is the Supreme God, the freedom of their friendship with Krishna simply makes it so unimportant that it's not even considerable. Sometimes they climb on Krishna's shoulders. Sometimes they serve Krishna, but then Krishna serves them. Lord Chaitanya explained that in Vrindavan, the Sakyaras is enacted by the gopas such as Sridhama and Subal. In Dwarka, by Bhima and Arjuna. When we add, Prabhupada calls it maintenance, we enter into Vatsalyaras. All the previous attributes are there. However, in Vatsalyaras, one is awakened parental affection toward Krishna, where they actually think that they are maintaining Krishna. But Krishna cannot live without me. Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda manifested this Vatsalya Rasa in Vrindavan, Vasudeva and Devaki in Mathura and Dwarka. And then Lord Chaitanya explains, if you add to that intimacy, we enter into the supreme of all mellows of love, Madhurya Rasa, conjugal love. Krishna is utterly conquered by the offering of body, mind, words of the lover. In Vrindavan, it is the gopis. In Dwarka, it is the queens. And in Vaikuntha, it is the goddesses of fortune. And then Lord Chaitanya explained to Rupa Goswami here at the Shashwamedha Ghat that there is two categories of love in these five rasas. There is Aishwarya and there is Madhurya. In Vrindavan, there is little consideration of Krishna's greatness. The consideration is his beauty and his sweetness. Whereas in Dwarka and Mathura, this love is offered with awe and reverence. When Krishna and Balaram offer their obeisances to Vasudeva and Devaki, knowing them to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they were hesitant to embrace them. But Mother Yashoda, she was tying Krishna up with ropes. She was chastising Krishna, as were the gopis and the gopas. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed to Rupa Goswami the super excellent, ultimate level of prema that is exclusively exhibited in Vrindavan. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Rupa Goswami that I have only very briefly given you a summary of this subject matter. I want you to expand it, to write books and reveal it to the world. Reveal the glories of Vrindavan and the pure devotional service of the Brijvasis. By always remembering Krishna, by never forgetting Krishna, by always hearing the glories of Krishna, speaking of Krishna, and chanting the holy names of Krishna, one can achieve this perfection. Then Lord Chaitanya ordered Rupa Goswami to go to Vrindavan. And it was from here that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began his journey to Varanasi. Sri Rupa Goswami begged, "Please let me come with you. I cannot bear the pangs of separation in your absence." But the Lord ordered him that you must go to Vrindavan. You must carry out the instructions I have given you. After some time, you can come to Jagannath Puri to meet with me. But for now, proceed to Vrindavan Dham. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got on a boat to cross the river. As he was floating away, Rupa Goswami fell unconscious on the spot. The Deccan Brahmin brought him home to somehow appease him. Lord Chaitanya proceeded to Varanasi, where he met with Sanatan Goswami, and for 2 months instructed him in the science of devotional service. And Srila Rupa Goswami, his heart empowered with the full mercy of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, proceeded to Vrindavan. In his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami, he prays that I am a low fallen soul, that by the mercy of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has picked me up. And he has ordered me and empowered me to write these books. We are Rupanugas. All true followers of Lord Chaitanya are coming in the line of Rupa Goswami. It is here where we are all sitting at Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, planted the seed of knowledge for our Sampradaya in the heart of Rupa Goswami. And as we told this morning, it is here where Srila Prabhupada personally accepted initiation. Harinam and Gayatri Diksha from Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. This holy place is so very, very sacred to all Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Let us all pray from the core of our hearts at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa Goswami that he may bestow his causeless mercy upon us that we may dedicate our lives, our very souls serving Srila Prabhupada and his servants. In deeply trying to understand the content of the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Let us pray to Sri Rupa Goswami that by his causeless mercy, we can truly be dear servants of the servants of the servants of Sri Gauranga. And that the seed of pure devotional service may grow within our hearts. Pleasure of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. And that we may assist Srila Prabhupada and his servants in distributing these seeds of pure devotional service throughout the land. Sincere devotees who may give credibility and satisfaction to our sampradaya. In essence, let us pray that with his blessings we may surrender our lives. There are thousands of souls who have come to Prabhupada's house at the Kumbh Mela, waiting for all of you to preach to them. So let us hurry back and reciprocate with the great mercy we have received by trying to share this great message with others. By simply chanting Krishna's holy names according to the teachings of Rupa Goswami, pure love of God will awaken in our hearts. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki, Shiva Prabhupada ki, Itai Gopalanandi. We will walk very fast because there's much service to do this evening. Hare Krishna.